Today, the RBA holds as refinancing goes through the roof. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics World, and that is post covering finance and property news. Well, of course, today we got the Reserve Bank decision, and the board decided to leave the cash rate target unchanged at 4.1%. This is perhaps not surprising given the weaker inflation growth that we saw and also the retail statistics. And alongside that, we also got some other data. So for example, Roy Morgan reported that consumer confidence rose a little, although it's still very much in negative territory. And the ABS reported that refinancing was extremely strong in the latest numbers, showing that, of course, a lot of people are trying to find a better rate. No surprise, given the mortgage cliff. And we also saw that building approvals continue to languish, which is another important indicator showing the supply of property into the future is going to be quite weak. Now, whether the RBA will lift next month, of course, is open because they say that they're going to very much concentrate on the question of the data as it comes in. They do think unemployment will rise, and they did assert once again they are very much wanting to get inflation back into band. So we might see a change in September, and we suspect that this was a pretty much line ball decision. In fact, the economists were pretty mixed, some saying they would rise, others saying they would hold, nobody talking about cuts. But whatever happens, we can certainly be clear that interest rates are going to stay higher for longer in the months ahead. Inflation is going to probably continue a little weaker for a time, but then probably tick up given the costs of energy flowing through. And of course, we've also got this refinancing of mortgages. So as that mortgage cliff grinds through, more people will be searching out the best deals. And it is worth reflecting on this, that the gap between the best deals and the average deals continues to grow, so it is worth shopping around. Now I'll be talking about some of these issues and the economy more broadly in my live show with Damien Klassen later on today. You can join us at 8 p.m. Sydney, and you can ask a question live. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.